This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, I'm joined by Wayne Turner, who is a reporter with CCFM, a Christian radio station in Cape Town, South Africa, to hear what is happening in South Africa right now. More on that in just a moment.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
I'm here with Wayne Turner. He's a reporter with CCFM Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. He's also a law enforcement officer on standby with the unrest that's happening in South Africa right now. We're just really starting to see things that are happening through Twitter and other social media. I wanted to connect with Wayne, who's a contact and a friend of mine in Cape Town, just to see what is actually happening in South Africa right now and how we can be praying for that. So, Wayne, thank you for joining me.
Great. Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you again. I believe you were one of my radio students many years back.
Yes, in 2009. So it's been quite a while ago, but it's good to hear your voice again. I'm glad you're doing okay.
Absolutely.
What is happening in South Africa right now? What has caused this unrest? Because I just don't know too much from our news media here of what caused this. Why are we seeing these images now?
Right. The unrest and looting that has taken place has been predominantly in our KwaZulu-Natal province. The capital city, or the main city, of course, is Durban. And then in our Gauteng province, which is the major center of business, which is Johannesburg, that's where it's been taking place. And as far as we can understand, the root cause is our former president, who has almost 800 corruption charges that he has to answer to now after his presidency. He was sentenced to 15 months imprisonment for not appearing in court, a commission, to give evidence or to answer for certain things. And so that went to the Constitutional Court, which is one level above the Supreme Court and the final court of the land, and they sentenced him to 15 months imprisonment. And his supporters said that they wouldn't allow him to be imprisoned. 15 minutes before midnight on the day that he had to present himself to the Department of Correctional Services, which is our prisons department, he presented himself and he was incarcerated to serve his sentence. Now, subsequent to this, his supporters have taken it in their own hands to respond to this and to begin this violence in support of Jacob Zuma. And of course, this has just turned into wholesale looting for their own good. So it's basically the criminal element within his supporters who've decided to loot and create this unrest, particularly close to where his home is and province of KwaZulu-Natal. So that's where it has taken place. We're in the Western Cape, which is at the south of the country. There has been no unrest. Of course, here we are far more well prepared, and we don't have, our province doesn't have corruption. It has a clean bill of health from the Auditor General of South Africa. We have the opposition party to the ANC government is in power here. And so, we're not expecting that, although all law enforcement agencies, South African police, are all on high alert here.
Right, right.
But there is a plan of action, and we're not expecting the same actions by people. The supporters of Jacob Zuma are predominantly in KwaZulu-Natal. So everything, shopping centers here are taking it cautiously. Some have closed that are nearer to potential high-risk areas, but it's pretty much business as usual with a lot of caution and concern.
So the areas that are mainly involved with this are in the eastern part of South Africa, is that correct?
The eastern and northern part. We have 9 provinces in South Africa, and the 2 provinces that are impacted at the moment are Gauteng, which is around Johannesburg, which is our gold-producing area, and then KwaZulu-Natal, which is on the east coast and below Mozambique.
Okay. You're a law enforcement officer, and you told me that you're on standby. What are people doing to prepare, and how are these things being dealt with? Because the videos that I've been seeing, it seems like there's almost like militia groups that are banding to help protect some of their areas. Yeah, it looks a little scary.
Right. Last night, the president made another speech, and they have mobilized the South African National Defense Force, our military, who supported the police during our major lockdown last year, making sure that people comply with the lockdown orders. So it's done under the Disaster Management Act. It's not civil or martial law or a state of emergency, but they have placed certain areas in a state of emergency where the looting and the unrest has taken place. And that, of course, will happen very soon, where the military will support the local police forces, just giving them the necessary support to carry out their duties, both crime prevention and investigation. So a lot of people will be arrested, and the law will take its place. But the other seven provinces, like Western Cape, has had nothing, and other provinces haven't had anything, but they're all on high alert and on standby. I'm an auxiliary, which means I'm a volunteer, and we support the local municipal police. We have municipal police as well as the national South African, like the federal police.
Okay.
I mean, our policing is done federally. So we don't have local police forces like in the US, where different areas have their own elected sheriff. We have a national police force that is police stations throughout the country. And those are the custodians of crime and law and order. But many cities have their own metro police and law enforcement. Traffic policing is all done locally with the local municipalities, but some have an additional metro police law enforcement agency. Now, they've all been mobilized and are standby just in case, and are assisting the South African police in patrolling shopping centers and business districts. So we're pretty well off in the Western Cape with our crime prevention and support of the South African police.
So how are the churches dealing with these situations? And you said that you're still in the lockdowns and people are not meeting. How are the churches responding to these situations right now?
Right. Well, there's a call for prayer, and the intensity with which the call to prayer goes out depends where your church is located. If your churches are located in the unrest areas, there's a greater urgency than from without. I mean, it's like in any country, I mean, if you've got unrest in one state in the US, the churches in that area will be more intense in their call to prayer than the churches who are 2,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there is a general call. We all, on our WhatsApp groups, are all praying and all just, you know, being very aware of the situation. As you said, our country is in its second week of level 4 lockdown, which means there are no gatherings taking place, except for funerals where there are 50 people or less may attend. But there are no church services or church home groups, home cells at the moment. There's an trying to isolate as much as possible because of the increase of COVID cases and the new Delta variant that comes from India. I've been vaccinated. People over 35 now can be vaccinated, as well as emergency services. Hospital and healthcare workers have been vaccinated since about February, March, I think.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the best way or specific way that we can be praying for what's happening in South Africa right now with all this unrest? What's the conclusion to this, and how can we pray to see that?
Well, it's all rooted in the crimes committed by a former corrupt president and the political loyalties of people who don't think he's done anything wrong. I mean, it's been proven in the courts. The judgment has come from the highest untainted court in the land, which is the Constitutional Court. So it's not something that has been taken lightly. The prayers for our country would be that the course of justice takes place in our country, that people who are doing corrupt things and criminal activities will be arrested, and that the violence will be stopped by our legal system with the support of our military. The military is only getting actively involved from the point of view of they're an armed group that can stop the violence and support the South African police. But that justice will take its course.
Amen. Amen. We'll definitely be praying for justice to take its course and have the peace of the Lord rule over the land there. Wayne, thank you so much for taking some time to be able to explain what is really going on in South Africa. And if there's any other updates, I'd love to connect with you again just to make sure that we know how to pray and to lift up our South African brothers and sisters in Christ.
It's my pleasure that we can let other Christians know about what's taking place, and that the media, as you know, it always want to sell advertising and get newspaper numbers up. So your traditional media exacerbate the situation. We in Christian radio, our news reports only the facts, and we don't need to sell advertisers, but get the truth and the good news out.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Wayne. I greatly appreciate that.
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast, as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts, on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.